Welcome back. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, leading leak detection specialists across the UK, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question comes straight from a homeowner who's noticed a damp patch spreading across their ceiling but can't see where the water's actually coming from. Dave, the big question is, how does acoustic detection actually locate a pressurized supply pipe leak above a ceiling?
Right, so this is one of the most common situations we deal with. A pressurized supply pipe carries water under constant pressure, and when it develops a crack or a pinhole, that escaping water creates noise. Not noise you'd hear standing in the room, but a very specific high-frequency sound that travels through the pipe itself and into the surrounding structure.
So the pipe is essentially broadcasting where the problem is?
Exactly that. Acoustic leak detection works by picking up the sound signature that pressurized water produces as it forces through a breach in the pipe wall. ADI's engineers use sensitive listening devices, ground microphones and acoustic correlators placed directly on the ceiling surface or on accessible pipework. The equipment amplifies those frequencies and filters out background noise so the engineer can hear the leak clearly.
Can you explain the correlation part? I've heard that term, but I'm not sure what it actually means in practice.
So, acoustic correlation is where two sensors are placed at separate points along the pipe run, one on each side of where you suspect the leak sits. The correlator measures the tiny difference in the time it takes the leak sound to reach each sensor. Because we know the pipe diameter, the pipe material, and the distance between the sensors, the correlator's software calculates precisely where along that pipe the sound is loudest, which is where the leak is.
That's clever. And this works through a plasterboard ceiling without having to cut anything open first?
In most cases, yes. Acoustic leak detection locates pressurized pipe leaks through ceilings, floors, and walls without destructive access. The sound still transmits through the building fabric well enough for the sensors to pick it up. We might place sensors at the ceiling rows, at a nearby light fitting, or directly on the plasterboard if the pipe is close enough to the surface.
What about the type of pipe? Does it matter whether it's copper or plastic?
It does affect the signal slightly. Copper conducts the acoustic signal really well, so the sound travels a long way along the pipe and gives the correlator a strong, clean reading. Plastic pipe absorbs more of the sound, so the signal degrades over distance. ADI's engineers account for that by adjusting the sensor spacing and the correlator settings for the pipe material. You'd typically bring the sensors closer together on a plastic pipe run.
What does the engineer do once the equipment has given them a location? Do they just go straight in?
No, and this is where the process earns its value. ADI's engineers cross-reference the acoustic result with a thermal imaging scan of the ceiling surface. Thermal imaging detects the temperature difference where cold water is escaping from the pipe, so it produces a heat map that confirms or refines the acoustic pinpoint. Using both methods together means we're confident in the location before a single tile comes down or a ceiling gets opened.
So acoustic detection and thermal imaging work together rather than being alternatives to each other?
That's the right way to think about it. Acoustic correlation pinpoints the position along the pipe run. Thermal imaging confirms the spread of escaping water at the ceiling surface. The two together give you a precise location and an understanding of how far the water has already travelled, which matters a lot for the repair scope and for any insurance claim.
And for the homeowner sitting at home with a damp patch growing, what should they actually do while they wait for ADI to arrive?
Turn the water supply off at the stopcock if the damp patch is visibly wet or actively dripping, because a pressurized pipe will keep delivering water until you do. Don't probe the ceiling yourself and don't run a dehumidifier until the leak source is confirmed, because moving air dries the surface evidence that thermal imaging relies on. Document the patch with photos, note whether it's growing, and let ADI's equipment do the finding.
Really practical advice, Dave. Thank you. So if you've got a damp ceiling and you suspect a hidden pipe leak, ADI Leak Detection are the people to call. One of the UK's most trusted names in non-invasive residential water leak detection. We'll put the details in the show notes. Thanks for listening.